getting that all-important job interview is very, very important. Getting into the interview situation itself and then selling yourself, lots of tips for that coming your way. But first of all, the most important thing to do is to actually get an interview. And I'm joined by Liam Horan from Schley Newer Careers. Good morning to you, Liam.
Morning, Alan.
I suppose, Liam, writing your CV is one of the most important things you can do before you even get an interview, isn't that right?
It is, and I think people need to realise that a CV is a sales document and you're the product. A lot of people approach CVs as if it's a kind of a administrative document, like a form you fill out that's very logical and sequential. In fact, we would argue that you should think about how can I present this information in the best possible way to sell me to this particular job. People sometimes broadcast their CV, the same CV, to every single job. We would argue that you take time each time to tailor your CV to that job. So it's more than just giving information in a chronological or sequential order. It's like a sales document.
So basically, to even get to an interview situation, your CV, an employer will look at it and say, well, I'm interested or I'm not interested. How can you make it sort of jump out off the page at any would-be employer?
Well, I think the first thing you must do is prioritise the top half of the first page. And that top half, sometimes people put in 7 or 8 lines down of contact details, and they're not really things that sell you. They're important information to have on there. But you should have things up there like your key achievements from your last job, a key achievements headline could include maybe some sporting success or success as a debating champion, some sales success in your last job or other achievements, awards won. You also should have something like a career objective or a personal profile where you outline in a few lines just who you are, what you've done and what you feel you can bring to the company. That sense of bringing value to the employer is very important. You must look at the job the employer is giving you or is trying to get from the employer and fit that. It's only when you start talking in an area where the employer is interested, i.e. the job he or she is giving out, it's only then that the employer gets interested. So you need to really look at the job spec, look at the company website, maybe talk to some people who are working in there, and see how can you position your CV in such a way that it gets the interviewer nodding. And it's often a subliminal thing. They get so many CVs now. If you don't catch their attention early with career objective or personal profile and with your key achievements, it may just be passed on as they go through 100 or 200 CVs.
Going for early impact, you have sent me some information about what you're all about. And going for early impact is the one that jumped out at me. It was point 11 on your CV suggestions. I know when I'm preparing for an interview or anything, you always look for key points that you can really hone in on. And this must be the same thing with a CV.
Yes, it's as I said, a lot of people put in their contact details exhaustively at the top of the CV, but that has no impact, really. You know, it's a bit like the small print on a Mars bar. You don't buy a Mars bar because you know where the product was made. You buy it because of something else attracting you there. And your CV early on should do that. So, you know, when the employer glances at your CV, they should see things that show the kind of person you are and also link you to the job that the employer is giving out. And, you know, I can make that point over and over again. Most CVs we get in from people, we do critiques of CVs, fail to do that. And you're often onto the second page of the CV before something that pricks your curiosity arises. And that's too late, we would say. You need to be catching them early. You know, a sales pitch catches you early. And a good question to ask yourself is that if I was only given 10 lines on this CV, what would I tell the employer?
Good.
You know, what are the things I want the employer to know? And you need to ask yourself that question so that you get that kind of impact in early.
Okay, you get to the interview stage, then your CV has done the job for you. It's got you to point B. What happens next?
Well, the same kind of philosophy would underpin it, I would say, that you have to go in there then and sell yourself. But rather than just going in saying all you've done without context, you must, again, look at what the employer is looking for. We encourage people to write down a piece of paper. What are the key attributes or things the employer is looking for? Why is the employer looking for that? And then, what have I got that proves that I have the things the employer is looking for? So rather than just starting with yourself and working out from there, we would say start with the employer's requirements and work back from there and get to the point where you prove you have what they want. Employers are very impressed when somebody shows that they understand what the employer is looking for. It shows that you've thought it through from the employer's end. So if you decide they're looking for somebody who's punctual, which is kind of a given generally, but there may be a particular reason in one job why punctuality is important, you should tell them that, and then you should tell them how you in secondary school never missed a day, or how in your last job you never missed a deadline, or you never missed turning up on time because you were part of a, an assembly line, and it required you to be there.
You believe so, a firm handshake is important as well, is that right, Liam?
I think it is, but we would tend not to, you know, overly focus on that either. It is important to be there as somebody with self-confidence and belief in yourself, and, you know, and sort of, you know, stand up tall and say, here I am, not somebody who's going to be, who's easily walked over. You know, that's something as well. But I would say the most important stuff is to look at what the employer is looking for and see what you have that fits in.
Looking at the time is catching up with me for the moment, but I would like to come back to this again at some stage over the coming weeks with you, because there's so much to get through. But actually looking on the jobs trade at the moment, going looking for a job, there's so many people looking for work at the moment. How do you kind of jump ahead of the posse?
Well, first of all, you must have a CV that sings, I would say. It must really be sharp and be snappy and get to the point and sell you well and link you to the job you're going for. Secondly, despite the fact that there are a lot of people applying for jobs now, you'll still meet employers who can't get the person they want for a job. So that's, you know, there are still openings out there. There are creative ways of trying to get jobs as well. Lots of people get jobs without even applying to an advertisement. If you can write to a company and say, I feel I can help you in such and such an area, and I've looked at what you do, I believe I have skills that might help there if you give me a chance to prove myself, or even just a chance to have a cup of coffee and talk about it. Employers are still impressed by that kind of can-do attitude. Too many people, I would say, follow the beaten path and always go through the advertisements and all of that. That's fine too, but if you're prepared to stand out from the crowd and say, yes, I believe I can bring value to your company and this is how I would do it, that still gets noticed, because employers, you know, sometimes get a bit weary of, say, graduates coming out of college all doing exactly the same way of trying to get a job. And they like somebody to come in and say, yeah, no, I can bring difference here. I can be useful here.
Okay. Well, have you got a website if people want to follow up more on what you do?
Yes. Well, the thing what people should do is to sign up for our free ebook called Get That Job. Mm-hmm. And if they email this address, they get a free copy of that job. That's quite a detailed book looking at interview tips, CV tips and all of that. To get that, if email Get That Job.
Get That Job.
Get That Job at Slinua Careers, and I spell Slinua, Slinua Careers.com.
Good to talk to you.
Slinua being the Irish for a new way or a new path. So,
good to talk to you. Very interesting. And the best of luck to anybody who's going to take up the opportunity and go for jobs on the basis of what they've heard this morning. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much, Alan.
That was Liam Horan there from Slinua Careers.